Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Chad said he would continue doing Big O and Dukes, but he'd move to the Outer Banks and set up his own studio.
Okay.
He'd do extra shows.
Yeah, and then Drab T-Shirt said...
He would do an appearance to announce that he won.
Drab T-Shirt said he would leave the show completely, move to Hawaii, and never talk to us again. Mm-hmm. Rating is a reflection of, some people say,
yes,
your personality.
Could be.
What do you got, Mac? Oh, you got a 5 rating? 5.0. He's such a nice guy.
I think I'd probably have a 5.0.
I think you probably don't.
Yeah, well, have you what?
Shut up, Oscar.
What kind of food have you thrown?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's getting excited? Hey, guys, who's ready for Vegas, huh? Who's go? That's right, not hump day. Hey, who wants to go to Lost Wages? Hey.
Now, you know what's great is that by doing the camel voice, you're also doing an impression of Toby from This Is Us. Because
yeah,
he voices
that's
the camel.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, it's Wednesday. No, it's not. It's actually
Vegas,
Thursday.
Baby.
Who's looking forward to Vegas? Hey, I was thinking, so I get out on the, you get out what, Wednesday that week, Oscar?
Halloween
you
night. Out the,
yeah.
Halloween night is what keeps reminding us. That's Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I get 31st. Out on Thursday.
He's going to miss the trick-or-treaters in Georgetown.
We have a show on
Stopping
Friday
on a car
night.
I don't have.
We have a show that we are attending on Saturday night.
Yes.
It's a good long time. I'm just debating on whether I should bring the sticks or not. Bring my my twigs or, you know, to get a little action.
You got to hit the egg, Mike. Go out there and hit the links.
It's really up to you, Mike, depending on what your day, I guess your prep days, how you prepare for the show, your process. I know that sometimes they can get there early. Sometimes they get to get there once it's set
I'd
up.
I'd like to find a good foursome for Vegas,
and then you can play golf.
The devil's foursome.
The devil, that's a drinking game.
I'm looking forward to it. I was going over the show notes, doing some wholesale editing, you know, about a third of that's going to go.
Well, we prepared for a 9-hour show.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an interesting show. It's a very low ceiling in this theater.
In this theater.
It's kind of a conference center.
Yes.
Is what it is. You know, it's like the council chamber where they used to have city council meetings.
That
it's
is
going
actually
to be
a benefit.
As intimate, it's going to be as intimate a stage setting as we have had in with that many people in it. For multiple years.
Maybe ever.
It's going to pop.
It's an intimate room. Yeah. The audio is great in there. It's a great sound. I can't wait.
Are we recording it?
We will always record it. Whether or not we distribute
not video.
It. No, no.
That went really wrong last time.
Yeah. We will always have an audio recording.
Yeah, didn't I pay for that and never get it?
Oh, you said, I mean, this is going to be mean, but it's the truth. You said, how do I look? And I said, you're wearing a white shirt with a black background. And you said, I'd never want to see that video.
Yeah, but that's not the reason we bagged it. We bagged it because they effed it up, right?
Oh, no, they didn't eff it up. It looks great.
Well, where is it?
You said, if I don't look good in it to me, I don't want the world to see it.
You know, where does he do that? Why does he do these things to me? I never saw a video clip. I would have loved to make that decision.
But I believe that conversation might have taken place.
Really?
Yes.
God. So there's like we paid for a video and then because I looked fat in it, we're bagging it.
That was the conversation that was had a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the video though.
Really?
The vault. The
lost tape?
The lost tapes.
It's going to come in handy when one of us dies.
I'm going to look fatter this year.
Not if you dress the part. I'm just looking
at a black shirt. A black shirt is really going to make me look less fat. No, we're not going to videotape it. That's fine.
Or we could Paula Abdul it. Stretch it out a little bit. Remember when she did that video and said, it was an artistic choice.
Right. Shannon, every 3 months, is on my desk at home. I have a box from a gentleman named Nick.
Yeah.
And she says, what do we do with this box? I said, that's the lost archives of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't touch that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Maybe one day we'll delve into it and find out what's going on. But I'm wondering, when I get to Lost Wages, when I get to Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm just wondering whether I'm going to have the mojo to take 5 hours of my day, 5-6 hours of my day, and actually really go. Because we do have last minute stuff sometimes that we need to be aware of and work on.
You should plan for a Saturday outing. I think it would be perfect.
Polls to polls.
Well, we were originally going, remember we were going to do that? We were going to have a bidding war.
Yeah.
And we were going to have, like, it was going to be a moneymaker because we're whores.
Right.
We're dirty little whores. Yes. Did we determine that that was just, did that just go away?
That was a bridge too far.
Or did we determine that it was too mercenary?
It was a bridge too far.
Because we made the decision to do the Saturday thing.
Yes.
Right.
And after that, we didn't do our thing.
Mike, there are still a few tickets available for the murder mystery. So if you want to jump on, now's the time to do it.
How is the murder mystery selling?
I think that in that intimate room, Mike, it'll look like it's sold out.
It'll look like it's sold out. Okay.
At FedEx Field, when they only have, I guess, 75% of the show sold out, they put a tarp at the top of the stadium that makes it just says,
not going to work in this room. Not going to work in this
Redskins.
Room. You know. Is Mr. Schlegel excited about the Las
pumped.
Vegas
out of
trip?
His mind. They are pumped. Mm-hmm. Everyone is pumped. There are meetings being had with technical directors. There are meetings being had between our technical director
speaking
and their
of archives
director.
For our show. Have we been gathering our archives?
Are we working on
that now?
I remembered something this morning that when I tell you about it, it will bring you great joy.
What are we, 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away?
Two and a half weeks away.
Then we're prepared.
Right.
Is it 1.5? So it's not the end of next week, but the end of the following week?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we got to get going. Come on. We got a show to do.
Come on, guys.
I mean, I have my suit ready. What are you guys wearing?
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I really don't know. I've determined. Okay, so I'm doing this when we come back, the weekend after we come back, I'll be performing with the Northport Symphony and their maestro.
It's like you're on tour.
Whose name is Robert Romanski.
Oh.
And we had a meeting, and I have not rehearsed that yet, so I haven't really thought about that because I've been like, but I need to put on a tuxedo, and I noticed something about tuxedos. Mm. Why are tuxedos so bulky and thick and not like regular jackets? Why are they always like that thick material? That's
like a woolen material?
Yeah, heavy woolen. I don't know if I want to
I think
do that,
that sometimes they can go thinner, but when they do that, it tends to be on a slim cut tuxedo, and that's not anything that I've ever broached.
Yeah, but I mean, that sucks. That why would the fat guys, do they give us fatter material?
Yeah.
Why are fat man tuxedos?
Maybe they're trying to shape you out like the Emperor Penguin.
Well, all I know is I'm not comfortable in a tuxedo.
The ruler of all the penguins? Yeah.
Carla says to me the other day, well, the jacket fits, but the arms are like, you've got 7 inches coming out of the arms. I mean, I went through this kick where when I would be fitted for something, I would not like the jacket coming down to my wrist.
Oh, I'd the style is to make the jacket shorter than I feel it should be at the cuff. I don't like that.
Yeah, but for me, it's not good. I hate my tuxedo. I have two tuxedos in my closet.
Black?
For 40 years, I've had tuxedos.
Well, if you have a classic cut, they're good for 40 years.
Yeah, but I don't, but they're too heavy and down here. But anyway, I was thinking about
that. Are they made out of wool?
Getting back to the Las Vegas time, I'm not wearing a suit. It's a casual. Right. It's a casual theater. It's a very intimate gathering. I am going to go casual. Hmm. I'm going to go very.
Rob,
very,
what are you light, wearing?
I'm actually right now shopping a new tuxedo jacket.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's Vegas.
Great.
Come on, let me live my fantasy.
Vegas, baby.
I know you like to do that. You're going to wear the tie with the tuxedo?
Of course.
All right, and you're going to wear a suit.
But the tuxedo coat will determine the tie.
And I always look like a mook when I come out.
The only reason I've been working out the way I've been working out is to fit in these suits.
I know, but I mean, I would work out for 7 months and not be able to look good in a suit.
Although a tuxedo is probably the most flattering cut for the man of larger carriage.
I look like Mike Pompeo when I get in there. That's who I look like.
High praise.
That's not my, it's just a men, fat men in a suit. It's a box. It's a rectangle. But it's a square. It's a square over legs.
I'm better than that, though. When I put on a tux, I look like Victor Buono.
Victor Buono. Well, at least you have height. You have tall.
The height
tall.
Helps. Yeah, it doesn't
you
hurt.
You have tall going for you.
Pompeo, I think, looks distinguished. Walking off that jet, trying to listen to some lies? Get back on that shit. Come tell us some
lies.
No,
I think I'll be wearing a pair of jeans with some very nice shoes. And
skinny jeans?
A very, very... I've been... No, this is too soon.
What?
Way too soon.
What's
terrible
that?
Joke that popped into my head. I'll be... I'm going to be trying to collect some nice dress shirts from the Widow Hawk. Oh. That's not funny. I'm sorry. That's not funny.
You know what that was? That was a tribute, and no one would be laughing louder than Dennis Hoff.
Dennis would laugh at that because he's got
with
the,
your
he
nice.
He was a big guy with who your wore the big boxy shirts.
You don't think
shirts.
Ron Jeremy grabbed those shirts before he left?
Yeah, I saw Ron Jeremy speeding out of Pahrump with like 10 gold shirts.
Yeah, I'm excited though. I'm very, very excited. There's one thing to do a show. And then there's another thing to do, a show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
No matter what's going on, I'm super excited, and it's a very, very intimate room. I think from an audio standpoint, from my observation of that room, I think the audio is going to be stellar.
Oh, sensational.
I think you're going to hear, you know, every little peep out there. But the Oscars informed us that,
you want a table or did you want couches?
A table. Always a table. Always a table just to have stuff.
Because so their stage manager said, couches would look better, don't you think? I said, I think
it
would.
No. Hey, okay. First of all, good. I'm glad we're having this pre-show. Yeah. Stage manager, okay. Ixnay, ekne. You know who the stage manager is? Manager is the three of us. Yeah. Need I remind you of the improv, the sound guy? We take everything over.
Yeah, but this is just visual.
We use them for our purposes. I don't want any couches.
But you said when you were talking about a table, you got a little Larry King. Like you said, I like to have a table, you know, stuff on the
stuff
table.
Stuff to put on there. No, a table sitting in front of a table to protect this.
Ah,
yeah, that's it.
That Johnny had a desk.
No videotape.
That's what I'd like to do. Mm-hmm.
How about we all have desks? Three desks.
Oh my God, three. No, this
he
is
wants.
It.
Do you know what he's moving us to? He wants two chairs out there.
No, he wants
like two stools or just standing. The way he does his live shows.
He wants three stools. He wants us to do like a closing number on a you know, like a Judy Garland thing. One spotlight, one stool, and a microphone.
Let me explain. When I sit in a sofa or like a chair, a recliner,
chair.
I mean, it's instantaneously into the recline position. So as soon as I sit on a couch, for example, prepare for me to do the rest of the show like this. Hi everybody!
I got it. Makes
how are you?
You know what? You're absolutely. I did not.
It's all I
for
can
that.
Do what to if, sit up straight in, on this show.
What if we got him like the kind of couch they have in a psychiatrist's office—a reclining couch, fainting couch,
where
he can lay down.
What about the Olympic?
You don't want to sit on a couch either.
I don't.
A replica of the Olympic podium. You stand at the top.
That's right.
Podium. I love. I love
the
a podium.
Olympic podium.
A podium for me is. I would do an entire show with a podium. I would do an entire show with a podium. I love podiums.
Oh my God! Like a debate.
Yeah,
three podiums.
It would look like a presidential debate.
Yeah, the presidential debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
That would be wonderful.
It's election time. You're for the Democratic Party.
Do they have any of the council chambers furniture left over from the remodel? Do they have like?
I don't think they have that, but I'm sure we could find something.
Table, oak table would be.
As a nod to the council chambers, would you like a gavel?
Yes.
I will bring
you,
I will bring a gavel.
Thank you very much. I would like a
It's actually this, a meat
this
it's actually
will,
a meat
will come
cleaver.
To order.
Not a meat cleaver, a meat hammer, but I'll bring that in.
Meat cleaver.
Or a regular judge's gavel.
Yeah.
They can find a gavel up there. So, Las Vegas is not this Friday, not next Friday, but the Friday after.
Yes.
Oh. That's what it is.
Let's bring it up again. We'll vote on
Freaky
it.
Freaky Friday.
Hello. Hello. It's
or
very,
Friday after next.
So I think not as it goes Friday. Now, if there was not some generous offer, I would probably be hesitant to play golf.
You know? Really? Well, because it's a hassle to bring the clubs out.
No, I mean, that's what I do all the time. I don't need to do that when I go on the road. And besides, I can certainly find things to occupy myself.
Ka-ching!
You're in a city full of entertainment.
All right, now last question before we move on and get the show started.
Wait, are we going to go to Pawn Stars, the actual pawn shop together? I thought we were going to try to do that. No?
I thought we were going to go to Big Chicken.
Yeah, we're going to go to Big Chicken.
Yeah, but we can also go to the Pawn Stars place.
Nah.
Yeah, Chumley.
Hey, let's go there and see.
You mean
if we
where
can
the
sell.
Old man died, where the father died.
Well, he died, but the rest of the family.
But
there.
No, his body is
still
there.
Yeah, but
I
don't watch the show. Do you watch the show Pawn Stars regularly? Do you watch that?
That and Storage Wars is my guilty pleasure.
I see.
What are they going to find today?
You know what? It's funny because now that I've got crappy, I mean, absolute I didn't say it.
Hey, good for
S-word,
you, though.
S-word cable.
Yes.
I find myself, because you have to go where it's free. And they say HBO itself is $15 a month. I'm not going to pay it. I have to find the package, but because it's Xfinity, they're not really, they don't know how to market.
Right.
Just like they don't have the technology. Mm. So they really don't say, hey, you can get this package. DirecTV was the marketing guru.
Oh, they know what to do.
You'd turn on DirecTV and you'd get an offer of here's what you should get to upgrade this package. They don't do that on Xfinity. You got to really hunt and peck to find out what it is. So what I'm doing now is just lingering through the free channels that I have. And I constantly find myself drifting to Alaska. I'm watching Alaska Outdoors, and I'm like Alaska Below Zero,
loggers,
and Outback in Alaska. The
tree loggers are.
They're all 70-year-old men with Santa Claus beards. That's all
like
they are.
At every turn, one of these trucks is just going to roll off a cliff.
Yep.
Oh, those are the loggers are. Well, that's Maine.
I think
too,
that's on Nat Geo,
and that might be Maine, not Alaska. That might be Maine.
Well, but, what I like about Storage Wars is probably the same thing you like about the Alaska shows.
It's just like a
different type of life.
Yeah,
and you got the guy. Yup.
Right.
Yup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a yup guy. That's how he.
If we go to the pawn store, though, we need something to pawn with a story we make up.
Speaking of that, this is related.
Oh, I found Indian head pennies. This is perfect. I can ask Chumley how much they're worth.
Okay, good. You do that on your own dime. Oh. Let me
or
say
penny.
Because I just don't want to go there. I do want to go to Big Chicken if we can.
Yes,
but I also think that. You know, I've been thinking about this ever since we decided we were going to go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Do you think it would be rude for on stage down at the, a rather large jar, perhaps the size of what one would put iced tea in?
Yes.
And then have masking tape on the side that says gambling tips?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
However,
I'm gonna put my gambling jar
what's going to drop in there is a note that says, don't do it.
You can take the man out of Manassas, but you can't take the Manassas out of the man.
Thank you. And hey, listeners, no scotch tape, double-sided scotch tape on the fingers when you're reaching into my tip jar.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, am I right? Hey, gambling.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Eddie hadn't been married lately. Did you save up all the spiteful audiences from the level? Look, you better smarten up because I'll say a few things.
No, don't start.
Did you hear what happened with this guy?
It
was a terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says that, he says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after a word
ass.
From the...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Before we get started, I'll tell you a little about that particular clip. There are a few things in my life that I watched about 150 times. That is one of them. That's Buddy Hackett on The Old Tonight Show. And Buddy Hackett giving a primer on how to do even what we do when you're trying to be funny about that. And it was Buddy Hackett trying not to get censored by the NBC censors and telling a great, simple Catskills dirty joke that's one of the best moments on the Tonight Show I ever heard. It was just so simple.
That's from the 11th anniversary show, and a lot of people know it because before you could buy videotapes, there was a Here's Johnny LP. It was a double record set. It was an orange jacket.
That's why I had
it. And that's why it's on it. And that's why you know it.
They had Steve Twomey, too, the guy that played his hands on that.
Yep.
Don Rickles was on there. You know, oh, you got it all over me, Al. I listened to it again and again and again and again and again.
My very favorite thing in that is when he says, did you hear about this guy? It was a wonderful thing.
That's Buddy Hackett, one of the all-time greats. Live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We do the show in Washington, our nation's capital, from a beautiful place called the Podcast Village Studios. These are improving every day. It's a beautiful spot to come by. Oscar, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, where if anybody's ever in D.C. in the neighborhood, stop by and take a look at our beautiful Podcast Village Studios.
Do. You can play our new Pac-Man machine. Now.
Yes. Yeah, we'd love you to come by and see where we do our show. It's really terrific.
The Annex is
the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we have been telling you about the Uni Pizza Oven.
Oh, yeah.
And it is so much fun. It's the holiday season. It is. Whether you like it or not, we're right on the cusp. And if you would like to give a gift that is going to keep on giving, men love fire. Men love pizza. Everybody loves pizza. I give you the Uni. O-O-N-I. Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. Restaurant-quality pizza from your own backyard. Never knew the difference until I got my Uni.
It's so obvious once you try it.
Once you try it, you take your Uni pizza out and you eat it and you go, oh, I get it. Now I understand. I make a real pizza. A real pizza in my on my own patio. It's fantastic. The secret's the heat. Heats up to about 932 degrees. That means it's crispy on the outside. It's chewy and tender on the inside. Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3, that heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes. And it's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas. Heats to 932 in 20 minutes and offers a quad fuel function. I use the gas. Rob, you've been using wood chips.
I've used wood and gas, right? But also, I have to say, I cheated on pizza last night. I got from Uni a cast iron pan that you can put in there that preheats. I had the best hamburger last night I've ever had in my entire life.
You seared it.
You sear it at that incredible temperature, and it's juicy on the inside.
Fantastic.
And it's like a gas grill on steroids. So you make
Oscar's
it, you get
very
the pizza.
Selfless. He took his Uni and set it up for his mom out there, and the Uni is it rocks. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to the to uni.com. That's O-O-N-I.com. Enter our code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com, code TMOS, to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is good till midnight on November 8th, and we thank you. Baseball is too long. I am sorry, Red Sox faithful, that I did not give you a zang at the end of the game because I couldn't hang. I don't remember the last time where I just said to myself, I just can't do it. I couldn't hang for the zang last night. They were up 8-5. I thought there was every possibility that they could blow it with the powerhouse Houston Astros offense. But, you know, when you get to the four-hour mark, you just say to yourself, and I thought the game was going to start at 8. It didn't. Started like 8:30.
Jerks.
And it just on and on and on. And the whole thing with baseball, you know, I'm with you now. I love baseball. Everybody knows it's my favorite spectator sport, has been for years. But this was so, it was just on, and managers' visits and catchers' visits and picking and stretching and spitting and grabbing. And it's got to get better. You have to introduce a speed element to the game. And I'm not talking about, you know, with guys running in from the bullpen. I'm talking about the process
of
what these guys do.
I am a purist saying that
when you get up there, you have a specific amount of time to throw that baseball. You can't dick around anymore.
What about maybe a 7-inning structure?
You mean have the games go 7 innings?
Yeah, instead of 9.
No, that's you have to have 9 innings. That's the,
okay.
That's my purist coming out of me.
All right.
What I don't think you need to do, and you also have to throw over to first base where the guy can steal. And you have to do that. If you have to do that 15 times, you do that 15 times.
All right.
What you have to eliminate is conferences with the catcher and the pitcher. The whole idea
Let them text.
You know what? You can tell we're talking about sports, can't you?
You didn't watch the game.
He doesn't care. He doesn't like sports. He hates sports.
I don't hate sports.
People that play sports.
I was shocked when I walked in. I
said, play sports in school. That's why you hate them all.
Hey,
You hate them.
I played theater sports.
Comedy sports.
That's right. And I lettered in them.
Mike, okay. I walked in. Sally. I said, how about that catch? And you said, I didn't stay up for it.
Well, I watched it first thing this morning. The first time my eyes opened, I did. Yes, Andrew Benintendi.
Yes.
It was fabulous. At the crack of the bat, tremendous jump on the ball. Would have scored. Everett would have won the game for them if it had gotten behind Andrew Benintendi. And I will tell you,
it was just. Would have won the game if this guy did not make this catch.
He made an incredible, gutsy catch. It was... you know, this closer for the Boston Red Sox, and excuse me if I have my little moment, it is the American League Championship Series, so if you'll allow me just a second, Craig Kimbrel, grow a set! God, you're eking it out. You're giving, there are people with weaker heart conditions than mine that are suffering, Craig, because of you coming into these games with your stupid-ass mountain man beard. And by the way, Craig, you can't grow a beard, okay? You grow it. You grew it long. It's wispy, it's stringy, and you don't even have a mustache up on top. You know who can grow a beard? This guy and this guy. I got Rob Spiewak and Oscar
Santana.
And
that guy.
No, not as, nope. If we were doing the mountain man thing, you boys would have the big bushy beards, and I'd have the Craig Kimbrel little strings of pubic hair under my nostrils, like with hanging down, and the only reason it's a beard is because it's long.
Yeah.
He drives me nuts, their closer. He drives me, and then he has the big celebration that's this dramatic celebration because of the hole that he dug for himself. As he can't throw the ball over the plate. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They won the game, but the game is too long. And the way I think, one of the ways you can eliminate that is these mound visits.
Hmm.
Mound visits. No.
Not
no,
that, the candy that you eliminate bars. That.
No. Here's the deal. I think this is simple. Hear me out for just a second here. And then I swear to God, we will move by it. We will not talk about baseball here. I just have to make this point. Oscar, here we go.
Yes.
Rob, please try to focus on this for a second.
Of course, baseball.
I watched the game. I had the pleasure. We had a working meeting last night. Rob Ford, my wife, and Shannon.
Dude, you got to slow down.
Hold it.
I swear to God.
My wife and Shannon?
Oh, that's right. My wife.
Is Shannon.
Is Shannon, Rob Ford, myself.
That's right.
We never talked about our video editor either, who's in a competition. I want to talk about
Leslie
this week, too. Can I just make my point, then we'll move on?
Yes. But right, we're watching the game. And we're
slow.
We're saying the same thing. We're like, why do they keep talking to each other? You're either going to lose or going to win this game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Doofy McDickerson, the play-by-play guy for TBS, here's the great thing. No matter how long the game is, he has statistics for it. He will have new, fresh statistics to bore you with for the entire game.
Did he ever say this is the longest game since the 1982 ALCS playoffs?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. He's terrible. He is horrible.
Within this conversation, you taught me this years ago.
Yes.
Within that. The long game, I can't wait till this finishes. I got to get home feeling. I can't believe this game's still going on. Why are they talking so much on the mound? What's happening? Are the Astros going to go through all their pitchers? Are they going to blow their wad?
Right.
Throughout all of that.
Ugly talk, Oscar.
The payoff is at the end.
The payoff is at the end, and the very first thing I did this morning, without anybody telling me what the score was turn it on. Doesn't count like a live game, but it's the first thing at 6:30 in the morning that I turned on today. I had it recorded, and because it's Xfinity with their technology, where I can't find where the button is to skip to the end, I didn't want to do that. I had to go through the whole game again and get right to that moment of the catch, and it was spectacular. But here's what I think you do. You eliminate totally pitchers' visits. Okay.
Okay.
You communicate with your pitcher via sign from the catcher. And if it's a pitching coach who wants to tell him something, he communicates via
earpiece.
Or it could be an earpiece, but it's still slow. You don't slow it down. And then when it's time, if the guy seems like he's not throwing, take him out of the game. That's it. It won't make it dramatically slower, but this back and forth conversations with the look, you should know Major League Baseball. When the opposing team boos heartily because the catcher is running out to the mound,
right.
He's doing it because, yes, it's against his team, and they're not going to boo their own catcher, but they still hate the slowdown.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why they hate throws to first base. But you have to have throws to first base. Otherwise, everybody would steal a base.
Right.
It's got to speed up. And 4 hours and whatever, I don't know how long the game was, but they go on and
on. What
is
your ideal length for a game?
Like any sporting event, like the perfect hockey game. When you go to a Washington Capitals regular season hockey game at 7 o'clock and you are getting in your car at 10:15.
Oh, no.
And you're walking out of the arena at 9:30.
That is a lie.
What do you mean?
You are fighting in front of Clyde's at 10:15.
2.5 hours is your sporting event.
All right.
That's your perfect sporting event. All sports should be that. I don't want a marathon. I don't want Bruce Springsteen concerts because of that. You know, Bruce played for 7 hours and 20 minutes. Who gives an F? I'd like to go home. I'd like to see his hits and then go home.
With current rules, are games ever 2.5 hours though?
The baseball games, once in a blue moon, they are when they're low scoring affairs. That's a low scoring affair. I bet that guy on TBS says that.
A
low scoring affair. So now the Red Sox are up 3-1 going back to Fenway Park in Boston and looking more and more like there's a chance the Red Sox will go to the World Series, which is pretty special. Always special. We'll probably be watching a little World Series action when we're out in Lost Wages, Nevada, which might be fun.
Hey, you could put a few bucks down on the game.
By the way, I don't want to disappoint 500 people that bought tickets and sold out our show, but if there's a World Series game, I'm sorry, I have to do what I have to do. So the show will be canceled in the event that
simulcast.
Okay. No, you know what? I'll bring my Coors beer can television up on stage.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And I'll watch the game.
I always wanted one of those.
Yeah, one of them came to my wedding.
It's a delightful.
Really? Oh, I can tell you the story. It's a great story.
We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'll give you this. Someone sends me one, right?
As a gift?
Someone sends me one. If it's my own and no one else is ever going to touch it, I'd probably experiment.
You are setting yourself up, man.
No, I don't want
but
one
when
coming
you,
to the
when
house.
It comes to your house and Carla's asking...
No, nobody's going to spend $10,000 for a doll. I don't want that to happen.
If somebody's trying to break up your marriage...
I would probably turn it away at the door because I have a child.
How would you know?
I would come in and it would look like the box from a Christmas store.
Yeah.
Shadow! Hey! Bumpkins is sex doll!
As we stood in the street, basking in the glow, the hot glow of electric sex.
Real elastomer. It got real elastomer. Yeah.
Feel the skin,
Does that make you happy? Does f***ing that love doll make you happy? Does that make you unhappy?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because five hours a week ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's right, kids. Sex dolls on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour this week. Sex dolls. That's what we're talking about. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The exciting world of anime is returning to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. It's the 20th anniversary of Anime USA 2018. And there is something for everyone. New this year, their Western animation track. Featuring world-famous voice actor Jim Cummings and Disney Pixar's John Ratzenberger. Hey, Nami.
That's him.
Here we go. Yes, sir. I got this anime cartoon.
He's the voice of Ham in Toy Story, the pig.
For the anime fan, voice actor Crispin Freeman, Kira Buckland, and many others. For you music enthusiasts, rave DJs, and the Soundbee HD, a goth metal band all the way from Japan. Also, new this year, YouTube's Akadirist, a huge, huge hit. Is it a he?
Huge.
Yes, everyone loves it.
Is it a he or a she?
It's a he. Yes, a he.
Pony, is it a he or a she, Akadirist?
I think it's a he.
You don't know either.
Yes.
Well, like, look,
you know, this
YouTube.
Is your thing.
It's
this
YouTube.
Is probably the reason we have.
It's YouTube.
They're animators. They don't know.
Oh, okay.
Is he gender fluid?
Yeah.
Okay.
XY.
Gage, do you know who, you don't know who Aki Dearest is, do you?
I know the next thing you're going to say is Gaijin.
Gaijin Goomba.
Gaijin Goomba.
That and the anime man. Do you know the anime man?
The anime man? There's a lot of anime
men. Yeah,
man.
The thing that's in the commercial that I'm trying to sell right now, the anime man.
I know anime series, I know anime characters, but there's a lot of people surrounding the world of anime. There's so much stuff.
Mac knows.
Yeah, Mac knows.
Mac, all right, thank you, Pony. Yeah, thank you for your help,
Goomba,
as usual.
And the anime man are both YouTubers. They pretty much, Gaijin Goomba does games and anime reviews. The anime man just reviews animes.
I know perfect. I know that after Pony goes to the thing, he's going to know who anime man is.
Well, you bet.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about the Wu-Tang Clan?
That's another enclave.
They're free to buy tickets.
The famous Maid Cafes there also. Anime USA runs from tomorrow through Sunday at the Marriott Wardman Park in Washington, D.C. Oscar's going, Pony's going. Remember animeusa.org and use code TMOS18A to get 20% off regular and silver passes. Click the button on our website, Anime USA 2018, where there is something for everyone.
Yes.
Even posers that pretend they like anime but really don't know anything about
it. Just likes the dolls.
Yeah,
yes, that's what he likes. Is specific. You like your niche, right? Isn't that the way all the people are that go that they have their specific little avenue?
Last time I walked around with Pony, we walked around and saw some of these conferences. It was fun, but Pony was really into the Highline porcelain dolls.
Yeah, did a lot of shopping, right?
Yeah, I did. And honestly, I don't watch a lot of YouTube. But there's a lot of people that do a lot of anime things on YouTube, and you can get...
Oh, no.
And you can meet all sorts of interesting people there.
Yes.
Creep my ass out.
How do you dust porcelain? Is it with a duster?
Well, it's not porcelain. It's like PVC.
And I'll tell you how he dusts them. It's with a body part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I didn't need that.
You know what?
That's going to wreck lunch. That's going to wreck lunch. That's
suddenly, I'm
sharp points.
I'm hungrier than ever.
Moving
that
on.
That is going to. Hey, hey, Paula. Hey. I have to discuss this regarding my. I went up to Maine and I got migraines more than I normally get them. And I hadn't got them for a long, long time. And Carla's pretty, like, almost 100% sure now that I have a late developing allergy to seafood.
Mm. All seafood?
That's. Well, I think that I'm getting, listen, when I, the only allergy I have, the only medical allergy I have is from, it's called contrast solution. So if they do like an MRI where they have to inject you or you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
it's
yes.
The contrast dye that they use, whether sometimes they'll do it for gastrointestinal. You've had it done to your stomach. Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to that. And I did it when like 20 years ago when I got a scan. And they injected me with stuff, and I got all hived up. So now I say on all my medical forms, I have this. Well, iodine-based stuff, even though they always try to improve it. Like when I've gotten tests before to use this stuff, they have to inject me with like a steroid and with Benadryl and calm me down so I don't have an allergic reaction. Here's the thing. I think that the iodine is also in shellfish, right?
Of course, yeah.
It's a shellfish based.
People warn about mercury all the time.
And you know what else? So, well, mercury's
it's
different.
It's not mercury. It's iodine.
But you know what
mercury.
Else? Iodine, I think, is related to iodized salt.
He's been doing that all week. Have you noticed that?
I tune it out, man.
Well, people just know you're going to die because you're eating a fish that ate a thermometer. Like, and he says it matter-of-factly, like I'm supposed to know.
Isn't it mercury?
Well, there is mercury in fish, but
iodine
is different.
Well, there's mercury in seafood because of the oceans.
That's what I heard. If you eat too much seafood, mercury will rise and kill you.
Mercury rising.
Well, I think if you eat too much seafood, that's probably correct. You don't want to eat, like, too much canned tuna, for example. They say,
thank you.
Beware of that. However, I think that this the shellfish... Lobster,
yes.
Crab meat,
yes.
Shrimp,
yeah. Mussels,
I ate, but
you mussels. You went wicked with mussels this summer.
Two nights ago, I ate an ass load of shrimp, like a ridiculous amount of shrimp because they were cheap at this restaurant we went to. And then I got two migraines this week. I got one like on Tuesday, and I got one yesterday.
It's the amount
Monday
of food you are eating. That's
No.
Remember when you had all those clams? You had an ass load of clams up with Zach in Maine.
Yeah.
You had an ass load
of
shrimp.
Another shelf.
Can you just have a regular portion for once in your
get
life?
On
that's
your
probably
phone.
A good idea. That would probably be a very good idea.
That way you won't get this headache.
Mac, get on your phone and see if iodized salt contains anything that is common with iodine. because I'm seeing some commonality here. Also, you know, fish can be very salty in the preparation in a restaurant. So if it's an iodine thing, which goes back to your solution that you're allergic to,
yeah,
then it
yeah.
could be some of that.
Well, I'm self-diagnosing when it comes to migraine headaches, as everybody
Are you taking
does,
them because, out of the shell?
No, not anymore. I'm doing the Chuck Connors method. Chuck Connors, who is the rifleman. Do you remember the story?
No.
Do you remember that story?
I don't.
His Hollywood story?
No.
Chuck Connors, the myth in Hollywood was that Chuck Connors went to a restaurant, ordered a lobster, and ate it shells and all.
Oh, my God.
We got an update.
Chuck Connors, tough guy. Mac.
Mac attack.
So iodized salt is table salt mixed with a minute amount of various salts of the element iodine.
Ooh. So it does. So you can get iodine through salt. So
that's,
I mean, that's
so if you combine lots of salt, a la steamed spiced shrimp.
Right.
With iodized, like a price. So anyway, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about
Chuck Connors, the rifleman.
The rifleman.
Do you take iodine drops or pills?
No.
Oh.
It's not 1930.
What am I going to the ether frolic, like Patton Oswalt would say, and you know, go and have an egg cream down at the old Brooklyn apothecary?
Speaking of Chuck Connors eating the lobster, Robert loves a place in Williamsburg called George's Seafood, which is a huge, if you go, you want to kill yourself buffet. But you see the greatest people in society there. And the last time we were
there. All you can eat buffets.
Last time we were there, we were down for Busch Gardens, and we went to George's per Robert's request. And I saw a man opening crab legs with his mouth by biting them.
Yeah. Yeah. Big man, large
crab.
Man, man of larger carriage.
Yeah, he couldn't be wasting his time with a, you know, a
well, cracker. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what it is, and I'm going to forego it for a while to see how the experiment. What do you want?
What other healthy foods are your options? If you eat too much seafood, you can't eat that healthy food.
It's a challenge because the seafood that I was eating was calorie friendly, and it was you know, it, like seafood is, and you have to
what
pivot.
What if you try to phase it? What if you eliminate the shellfish and have like a salmon and see if salmon affects you?
That's something that's
salmon is
that
boring,
consider.
But it's a good workhorse.
Yeah, but I consider it. I would consider
what about a
hearty
it. It's
just burger? Not as fun. Burgers are pretty tough. Mm. Pretty tough in the old calorie department, you know? So what I'm going to go is now that the Krispy Kreme is opened, that'll be pretty much breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, try
as
their
opposed to just breakfast.
Try their new clam donut.
Well,
yeah, the clam donut.
One donut for breakfast, one donut for lunch, and you skip dinner. That's 2,000 calories.
Yeah, but you can also make a Krispy Kreme, have a savory component as well, and it's my secret. I don't know if I want to reveal it because if everybody else does it, then it's going to not be a secret anymore.
Come
it's
on.
Not going to be special.
Please.
All right, well, we have to break, but I'll tell you at the last minute. All right, look it up on yourself. The key to a savory Krispy Kreme donut, onion dip.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. Absolutely. Good stuff. And, you can thank me later, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Yes, thank you, Beck. Thank you for that laugh. I appreciate that.
More of a custard.
We will take a break. And,
do we want to do Nikki
here? We'll talk about interns and all that good stuff when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do we want to do Nikki here?
Like after this?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thanks for keeping me in line. We would never have Nikki Diamond on the show if it wasn't for Rob Spuak. Thank you. We will have Nikki Diamond next.
Thank you.
On the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks. He moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
I didn't know what anime. I didn't know what anime is.
He's been talking about for 10 years that that's his favorite thing in the world.
I don't know. It's some guy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First.
I gotta hang out with him all Saturday. Come on.
Hey, ask Pony if he knows what Cornerstone is.
I don't know. Advertiser?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry. I'll watch more YouTube.
Oh,
sick burn.
Face.
Oh, in my face. This segment of the...
You know what, Pony? I respect you for trying.
This segment of the program is brought to you by a wonderful advertiser. And I know who they are. They're Cornerstone First.
I know.
Here's a message from Cornerstone First Financial. How much YouTube all day? We told you it was going to happen, and it did. The Fed just raised their rates. There are already rumors of another rate hike in December. Interest rates are at a 7-year high. It is still a great time for you to refi because with consumer credit also is at an all-time high. You can use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit since the tax implications have changed. And by the way, when you need money, you need money. And, yes, interest rates are a factor. But what's more important is getting the right people
yes.
who can negotiate you through this quagmire. When it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Please let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense with your specific situation and your options. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and right now they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Good.
Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Mark Livingstone that we said hello. He's a good guy.
Great
Cornerstone
guy.
First Financial, personal attention from application to Woo! Closing. Ladies and gentlemen, now without further ado, let's get right to it, all the way from where, you know, a little town that underwent a bit of a tragedy last week.
Yeah, been in the news this week.
The passing of the late, great Dennis Hoff, ladies and gentlemen. From the same region, I give you Nicholas Diamond. Hello, Nicky.
Tough times here in Pahrump with the sudden death of our native son. Very sad days here.
I know, Nicky, and I know that the entire area out there is feeling it right now, and please... whoever it matters to, pass along our condolences to the people, the hookers.
I almost worked at the Bunny Ranch once. I applied for a job there.
I didn't realize
what
that.
What job?
I wouldn't mind hearing about that, Nicky. I didn't realize that you almost worked out of the Bunny Ranch.
Yep. Yeah. Applied to work as a prostitute there. They don't.
Nicky, I would have thought perhaps a bartender or a bouncer. You tried to be a male escort out there?
Women deserve love too, Mike. I don't know what you feel in podcast land, but
not
going to
discuss it
right
here. That's okay.
Did you know the man, Nick? Did you know Dennis Hoff?
Well, my lawyer says I'm not allowed to speak about it because the PV Roasters was the official. A coffee of the Hoff campaign, and I had made a extremely strong supreme Sumatra blend for him, and I hope that didn't lead to his untimely passing.
No, Nicky, listen, I think it's safe to say that as a barista, your coffee would not have resulted in anyone passing away. I don't think I've ever heard about death by coffee. I really don't think I've ever heard of that.
You should try my coffee, Mike, and you will in 2 weeks in Vegas, baby!
Yes, I will. Look forward to having a nice steaming cup of Nicky Diamond Joe. Let's get right to it. Another big week. Things starting to shake out a little bit in the NFL, and not looking bad for our Washington Redskins and our home base of Washington, D.C., Nicky.
Yeah, big week.
Well, you know, the Jekyll and Hyde team, the Redskins haven't beat Dallas at home since 2012 with RG3. It's been that long.
Wow.
They win one, they lose one. This is the week they're due to win one. But I have a feeling that they will break that streak, and they will win on a last-second field goal. At the buzzer, if you will. Hopkins was great last week. I think he will continue that trend with a real nail-biter victory for your home team there in Podcast City.
Podcast City.
Podcast
Thank
City.
You. So, Nicky, let me see through all that. You're picking the Redskins to win?
Just a little bonus, little for you there, for the locals there.
That's wonderful.
Officially sanctioned Nicky Diamond pick, just the next two, because that's the kind of guy I am.
not competent. But anyway, it's the afternoon game Sunday, in case you were wondering.
Not at
typical,
all.
Typical location. All right, let's get right to it, Nikki Diamond. The tradition now, by the way, if you're a Nikki Diamond aficionado and you're keeping score at home, let me point out to you that each week as we pick the NFL games, you not only have the sure thing, which is the Merle, but you have the sleeper, which is the carry, and then you have the Diamond pick of the week, which you can take to the bank, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki, I turn it over to you, baby.
Well, we'll start with the sleeper, which you won't be doing much with my coffee in Vegas. But the carry this week is Marlon Mack. He's a running back for the Indianapolis Colts, been hurt all year, came back last week, had a good game this week. He's taking on the Fighting Cerritos of Buffalo, and Mack will run wild, 100 yards and a touchdown. Don't sleep on Mack, baby. And, of course, the Merle, the sure thing. Last week, Jacksonville went into Dallas and got destroyed. Well, they will take their revenge on the other team in Texas, the Houston Texans. They come home. They're given 5.5. They'll win going away. Jacksonville will take it to Houston. Bad game for Deshaun Watson. Defense too much. They win by 10 points. It's the sure thing. It's the Merle, baby. And now, the Diamond pick of the week.
Oh, here we go.
The Chiefs, they're known for their passing. They're known for their quarterback. But this week, they'll be known for their running back, Kareem Hunt. And the Sunday night game will run wild against the Bengals. He'll catch him. He'll run for touchdowns. He'll give you 2 touchdowns, 100-yard total. It's the Diamond pick of the week. Light him up!
There he goes. Okay, thank you, Nikki. There he goes. That's Nikki Diamond, everybody. Nicholas Diamond.
I think he's having some of that strong coffee himself today.
What did he say at the end?
I didn't hear it.
I never hear it. I never even pay attention to it.
I think so.
What did he say? What did he say?
Buy some mystery tickets.
Buy some mystery tickets. Nikki will be...
It couldn't hurt.
Nikki will be off to get his lottery tickets, his lotto tickets. Oh, by the way, as early as the Today Show, looked in on the Today Show today.
Why you do that to yourself?
You know, here it is. If I see one more article or hear one more news story about what you're supposed to do when you win the lottery, you're not going to.
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to win the lottery. Stop with the, here's what, you should get a good financial advisor. Now, the first thing to do is gather your, I am so sick of that. Can't you come up with anything a little bit more? How about if you did an entire news story on the lack of likelihood, you know? How about,
or better, I think what they should focus on are past winners that have won and blown it.
Well, they've done that. I'm sure they've done that.
But that's the lottery.
Yeah, but that's always after the win. You need to do something to pour water on the ashes before.
It's all. I want something completely out of left field. Like, how about this would make me laugh? It would never happen on local news. What if you took? It's time for our lottery profile of the week. And you don't profile anyone other than a rando who plays the lottery. And you just go, this is Tim. Tim has lost 14 jobs in the last 3 years. And, you know, we're going to follow him home and see. Yeah, what were you going to say?
You are such a hypocrite.
Why am I a hypocrite?
You and I are lottery guys. Yep. Rob is not.
No. Hold on. You're not getting it.
Okay.
I know I'm a lottery guy. What I don't want to watch is the same old crap about
the story.
Here's how you should manage. I play the lottery just like I play a slot machine.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to urinate it away. That's what's going to happen. There are so many stories about how you're supposed to, here are the mistakes you don't want to make when you win the lottery. It's like, shut up about that.
You know
you're doing,
what
you
I
know,
think
it's
about,
trite.
What I think about is in the, and I'll buy tickets for the drawing on Saturday.
You will?
Yeah, when it gets this big, you almost have to. But the thing is, I think about, what if I won? Do you know how nervous I would be driving to the lottery office to show them the ticket in the thought of a
car
accident?
Well, you don't sign it, Rob. You don't sign it, and you put it in a place for safekeeping. So
well,
that if something happens to you, your wife could get it if you drop dead.
I'm
going to
go somewhere dark, and I hope this all ends up in the place we should. And if we've gone here before, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
When the jackpot hit $500 million, I think 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Time flies. We had a quick discussion about what we would do with the dollars internally. And by we, I mean myself, drab t-shirt and Chad Dukes on Big O and Dukes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Drab said he would continue doing, Chad said he would continue doing Big O and Dukes, but he'd move to the Outer Banks and set up his own studio.
Okay.
He'd do extra shows.
Yeah, and then drab t-shirt said
he would do an appearance to announce that he won.
Drab t-shirt said he would leave. He would leave the show completely, move to Hawaii, and never talk to us again.
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair.
Was he being honest?
He was being honest.
To be fair, hasn't he planned that anyway without winning the lottery?
Well, but he doesn't.
Except for the Hawaii part.
Or the funds to do so. And I said, I was like, I'd love to continue doing shows. I ask you now, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
If you won the $800 million.
Yes.
Would you continue working?
I would. First off, I would cut both you and Mike in on it.
Because oh, look at this guy. Look at how
have you
nice
thought about the number?
Is.
Yeah. How much do I get after taxes?
I would say 600 million.
Something like, let's say 450 million.
If it's 450 million, I would give you 5 million each.
That's exactly the number I would give you guys.
And then I would say, we can continue doing the show.
Now, what about you? Here we go. This is where we set him up to be, because he is a generous guy.
He is.
And I've learned to trust him.
Yeah.
God help me over the years. So he's probably going to give us an honest answer, and he's probably going to make us look bad. $450 million, you win that lump sum. What do you share with your boys here?
Okay, so let's say it was...
You have a huge family, yeah, by the way.
But it would be $10 million, but you wouldn't get all 10. You'd get one up front, and the rest would be invested for you and your families.
That's fun.
Because you'd blow it. You would blow it.
No, I wouldn't blow it.
Mike...
I wouldn't blow it.
You would blow it.
And I would not blow it.
Oh, you would blow it.
I would not blow it.
You would buy a Bristol boat and then that thing would run around.
Hey, but you know what? How about this? If he were to give me $10 million, I would give each of you $1 million from that $10
million. Let me give you the things not to do if you win.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
It's like we're laundering our own money.
Exactly.
This is what I'm bitching about, these stories, all right? Here are the things not to do if you win.
And Pony, I got you too, baby.
Listen to this. All
right? Thank you.
Listen to this.
I would buy Pony a ticket to see the Anime Man.
How about a shotgun?
Pony!
That's so sad.
It is,
that's
isn't
so,
it?
So very.
You have to
sad.
Buy your own bullets.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're shells.
Shells, whatever.
I'm serious. You're not depressed, are you?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm depressed about this.
What are you upset about?
Dragging
Mike
you down.
Being a monster earlier.
Well, I mean, sometimes he's a monster. He's not always a monster.
But he's like a dad to us.
Yeah.
He is, but he's a very angry, abusive dad.
Tony.
What's wrong with you today?
Did you adjust your meds?
Maybe.
Yeah, it seems
angry,
like it.
Angry,
are you mad because I gave you the thing about the crap about not knowing about anime?
No, I feel terrible about it. And like that anime is my
it's
thing.
It's a joke.
But
it's
YouTube's
a bit.
Not.
Bear's messing around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just
saying.
It's a bit.
It's a big Crosby deal. He's not hitting
this.
You.
I know this. We're leading up to a live event. Things are getting very stressful. And I'm trying to keep... from unraveling.
Doing a great job.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
The man is broken.
He really is.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, yes. Honest reveal here.
Yes.
All fair regarding the Las Vegas style show.
Yes.
And yes, there was a hard time about the communication about the certain
thing.
Other than that, has there been any ridiculous amount of stress regarding the Las Vegas style show? It's why we sell them out like 6 months early.
This is, as far as all shows are concerned, this is the least stressful program because of the outfit we're going to, which is
large, and it's all silliness.
Yes, a large multi-billion-dollar company that we know is going to have new mics, and we know is going to have new cables, and we're not going to have to hope that things go right and they don't go wrong.
They are literally eager to make us look good,
and we're going to have help out there.
Of course,
Pony, relax. All right.
Live shows always make me nervous. It's just the way it is. Until we get there and everything happens.
You get like that as well. You get a little tight
before
you
know
get off stage.
Mike, he's just like Carly Simon.
If you didn't get uptight, you wouldn't be doing a job like stage fright.
Yeah. He's such a marvelous performer that it never shows. But like Carly
Simon.
Pony
has Carly Simon stage fright?
Yeah, he has crippling stage fright.
All right. Pony, relax. Everything's
going to be fine. Yeah, relax, man.
And go back to yesterday's drug mix.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Mix it that way. Here are the rules. Here are the rules that I hate to read these articles.
Okay.
Do not forget to sign that winning ticket. Number two, do not brag about winning the lottery. There. Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Really? You don't play it. You don't brag like you don't run out on the street.
I'd open,
I won.
I'd Anyone open this window. I would open this window and yell it out.
Number three, do not decide to take the lump sum cash option. That is a conjure.
That is
Everybody
a conjure.
Takes it.
Of course you
that
do.
That is crap. Of course you take it. A lot can happen in 30 years.
Well, it's not. Right? No, it's not a lot that can happen. It's how you reinvest those dollars. And if you even take the S&P 500 average, you're going to make more money overall than just letting them dole it out to you over 30 years.
Well, of course, because they want to hold on to the money so they can draw the interest on it. Screw lottery.
Says
Screw
whether you. It's $500 billion or $200 billion or $500, most people elect to receive a lump cash settlement, a figure that has been cited in the media. Around 70% of lottery winners end up broke again. Okay, well, but that doesn't have anything to do with how they get it to you.
No.
Do not start thinking that you are now the smartest person about finance. Okay. This all this crap that people speculate on these stories. Don't pay attention. You know what? If you win the lottery and you get $450 million, you do whatever you want.
Yes.
You do whatever. You buy your chocolate pie
and
my wife.
That's right. And Mike, buy your banjo made of ham.
Have a fun time and
live it up.
Get Pony like the right meds. Pony, you all right?
Stimulate the economy.
I'm fine.
Yes. Okay. That's good.
Pony,
it's
what are you
fun.
Bummed out about, really? Just kidding. Moving on.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm sorry. We don't have any time. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. We got news you may not need.
Never
Very funny
have any
one
time
today. Okay. No need for depression. Thank you. We'll take
Trying
a break.
Have fun. Jesus.
And, can Pony help back. You punch it up?
More fun and more thrills.
He's our Pat Oswald. Mike,
on the Mike O'Mara Show. I just
died of your own. Informed.
Hey.
Intelligent. Irreverent. Political persuasion.
It's so rapid. The news cycles are so rapid now that nothing lingers in politics. You used to have a little linger. You'd have a win and people would be able to hang on. And now it doesn't happen. Now it's on to the next big thing. And here we are.
So politics used to be more like a fart. Is that what you're trying to say here? Just used to linger
no.
a little
no,
while
politics
longer?
Used to be more like a guy with bad body odor that would stay.
Who left
that
the room.
After,
and then
after he left the room, it would linger.
You're like, man, he still smells Jake.
Whereas now, somebody who has perhaps ulcerative colitis comes into the room and people go, oh, my God, what was that? And it's super intense. And then he leaves and they go, all right, what's next?
What's next?
Let's move on to the next story.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yes, that actually works its way into the political show, too. That's right. Flatulence rears its ugly head in the Political Persuasion
rears
show.
Rears its beautiful
yes.
head,
Mike. Before you get into this next spot, breaking news. I've written to Pony in the other room via text. Are you okay? Seriously. I will have an answer for you after this spot.
Oh, that's Look called a to it. Blatant tease.
We'll see.
Right, honey. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by... hey, Carl, are you enjoying shopping on Walmart and Target and Macy's?
Yes!
That's wonderful. Time to start your holiday shopping. Do it now, but don't panic. It's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center,
yes.
Your holy trinity of retail bargains. Woo! We are no longer affiliated with Amazon. We are now affiliated with, in this order, not necessarily in this order, but in any order you want, Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. And here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
When
That's
this
fun
show
and
shudders,
smart.
Remember moments like this.
Yep, exactly. I'm smart. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through the banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need to buy it right now, click through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Tis the holiday season. I'm... hearing from a lot of listeners that there's some amazing bargains out there. Some people have been very, very successful with things like sizes
yes.
and getting the right clothes and that type of thing. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, without further ado, to go out there and spend money. And we are so excited about the idea of partnering up with Macy's and Target and Walmart. It's very, very exciting.
News!
Run that music a little louder, too, for God's sake. Anyway, the Conners did okay in the ratings on Tuesday night.
Conners!
It averaged 10.6 million viewers, although that number might climb a bit once DVR and delayed viewing are factored in. There are two ways to look at that. On one hand, it was exactly where Roseanne left off this past spring, when 10.6 million people watched the season finale on May 22nd, but it was down from last season's premiere, which attracted 18.4 million viewers. I'm watching a lot of confusion on the Conners. People are saying they loved it, they hated it. People were giving you a hard time saying you weren't fair to it. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I just watched enough of it to pull
Roseanne.
Some tape.
Remember, we asked him, you don't like that show, period.
I don't, but I did watch the reboot when it came back last season, and it reminded me, I said it's just a sort of an unpleasant show.
Because it's raw and real.
It's not raw and it's not real.
Well,
it's,
no, it deals with raw and real issues.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's a fine. Well, for the regular Roseanne, the original Roseanne,
the one from the 80s,
showed
or 90s, yeah.
America, a view of America that was not this beautiful, perfect family that had right. all the money in the world.
That's not trailblazing for sitcoms.
It's not, but.
But it was less than common. However, it spun away from that.
So, but when Roseanne came back this last time, and I think the Conners are picking up that mantle personally, from my view, is that it's not Modern Family. That's what makes it different. Modern Family is fun and perfect, and Dunphy always makes the sale.
The only clip that Rob played yesterday was the opioid and how she died.
Right,
I thought that was kind of cringeworthy. And now, but there were some people I saw online that were saying they handled it pretty well, and then they were on and on. The big question now, the hype curiosity factor being gone, where will the ratings settle? Whatever that number is, it'll be hard to say whether or not it would have been better off with or without Roseanne. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure what's
going to happen. I do know this. Yes, Michael Fishman bought a lottery ticket.
Michael Fishman!
He's hoping. He's
breaking
hoping.
Breaking news from the control room.
Ah,
yes,
yes. The pony story.
He goes, I'm okay. I'm just really worried that Anime USA is not going to put those Hatsumaku sex robots in before Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Deadline very driven.
Now I know what's on his mind. Orange is the New Black was one of Netflix's first success stories, but it's coming to an end. Yesterday it was announced that the upcoming seventh season will be its last. The show has been nominated for 19 Emmys, has won 4. It also has been nominated for 6 Golden Globes, but it didn't win any of them. There's no release date for the final season yet. Probably sometime in June or July of next year. Also too early to say when the show will inevitably be rebooted. So
yeah.
By any fans of Orange is the New Black? I never got it.
I got through the third season and I was like, eh.
Yeah. I've always felt like, that way.
After
that
the riots might have been the fifth season. That's how deep I got into the show.
Yeah, but you watched it for a while.
After the prison riots, I was like, all right, now we're just making up stuff.
I thought this was the season that they were going to introduce Bill Cosby.
Orange is that the door in an orange jumpsuit, Ben's chili bar.
At this point, your grandchildren could be going to theaters to see Sylvester Stallone in Rocky 56.
Oh, no.
This technology is out there. It's practically there already. It's getting more advanced. They're going to do this. You know it's going to happen. There is a company called Digital Domain that celebrities are going to when they want their likenesses preserved digitally. They'll scan a face from every conceivable angle so it can be recreated in the future. So cool. Now, on the bonus show, we talk about robots, robots. On this is technology that is here and I think is going to make a difference, and you're not going to be able to tell.
Fakes.
They can scan signature hairstyles, wardrobes, and props. The Star Wars people are hip to this, especially since Carrie Fisher's death messed with their plans. One of their visual effects guys recently revealed that they're scanning all their leads now. Just in case. So basically, celebrities never have to stop working, even when they're dead.
I remember when I mentioned that Carrie Fisher was going to be in the next movie, and people were chastising me. They're like, how is that possible? They buy the rights from the estate.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I just, I know one thing. I just keep hearing a name, you know, make sure they get this guy before it's too late. Rob Schneider.
Yes,
make
please.
Make sure you get him digitally in hand.
Please. Deuce Bigelow 10.
Get us.
Hey, everybody. There's a little story out today that having a child costs you more per month. I don't think that's any bulletin, but it's pretty significant when you really add it all up. It was done in England, so the numbers might not translate over here. For example, housing costs are different, and they don't have to pay. You don't have to pay for health insurance over there. But the survey found the average couple without kids can get away with spending as little as $1,309 a month on basic bills and other necessities, including rent, food, even things like gym memberships. But for couples with at least one child, that jumps to at least $1,844.
Wow. Damn, son.
The single biggest cost that goes up is the price of housing, including your rent or mortgage plus utilities. It jumps about 44%. Kind of, you know, living in a smaller
These
house
effing
now
kids.
With a kid, I'm surprised.
Well, they don't turn off the lights.
Yeah, turn off
they
the
don't
lights.
Turn off the light in there. For
and
God
it's going to be even focuses. More expensive in the States because we buy toothpaste too.
Yeah. yes, the British don't. They have bad teeth. The cost of clothes and shoes jumps 53% and food 25%. I would think that food would be more. Spending on one thing does plummet after you have kids, booze and partying.
Not
you don't
me.
Do that anymore.
More so booze.
That's that. Burger King has a new chicken sandwich coming out next week called the Nightmare King, and it's got a green bun. And according to a study they ran, it increases your chances of having nightmares because of the green bun. Duh.
Did the study tell you what to do when you win the lottery, too?
There you go. Hey, I got myself a Nightmare King. Burger King Nightmare.
Nightmare
no. I swear to God, if you eat it, you get a nightmare. I swear to God, it's true. Come on, duh.
I got anyway. The saddest fries. I mean, I'll try anything new. So we'll see.
The saddest fries.
Why would you want a nightmare?
Well, I like it. So there's something fun about eating the food you like already with a different like twist to it.
I bet it changes the color of your BM, and that's a nightmare.
It is so delicious, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yeah, I got to get a nightmare now, ain't
nightmare
it?
Nightmare King.
And now a little something something. When stores put out their Christmas stuff in October, it just gives people more of a chance to steal their Christmas stuff in October. Yeah. There's a report that the police blotter from Woodinville, Washington.
Ooh.
Ah. Beautiful place. I think Dirk Vastrick's got a condo out there.
Fishing
in Woodinville,
is great.
Washington. This is a story about a man and a woman and their Christmas in October shoplifting mission last week. Apparently, the woman created a diversion while the guy shoved a bunch of ornaments down his pants. Then they left the store, and that's the story from Woodinville. As far as we know, the cops haven't tracked him down yet. All I know is, after reading this story, I now have the Christmas spirit. Ready, Rob?
Yeah, please.
In my pants! There you go. Thank you. There it is. That's all. Woodinville, Washington.
Why not charge the glass next time?
Yeah. Pony, you doing better?
I'm feeling great.
That's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with
that
the audio
man is
vault.
Lying.
And Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Cold weather is here, and winter hydration is more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV,
yes.
My favorite sports drink in the world. It is an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. I can't describe how much I love Liquid IV. I go to it. It's my go-to beverage.
Well,
it
here's
really
what
is.
I know. You hate water.
Right.
But
I
when
hate
you,
the flavor of water.
When you add the Liquid
the
IV,
their,
it know. Makes it magical for you.
For
you
a
pound
workout,
it. Yeah.
You pound it, you're good
sure.
to go.
Here's what got me with Liquid IV. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. That's the biggie. And you feel it immediately when you drink Liquid IV. It tastes amazing. Proper hydration fights jet lag, prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness, aids digestion, and it's the best thing for the morning after the night before. Liquid IV, we've been telling you about it. It delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water. Why are you swaying back and forth? What are you doing
it's
over there?
It's because Mac is in front of my eye line, and he's swaying back and forth, so I'm matching his sway with my sway.
Mac, stop doing that. It distracts me.
Yeah. And is it
Liquid
the song
IV.
That's making you do it?
I don't know. I'm doing stop a commercial during your interview.
We're flirting with each other. I'm sorry.
Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it comes in convenient and portable powder packets. It's a non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And Liquid IV donates one serving to people in need for every order placed. Plus, Liquid IV contains five essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana.
Nice.
Mac, make me a frittata. I'm sorry, that's the commercial I like. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order at Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, and get hydrated today. Oot. Love it, love it, love it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, October 18, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Who within the sound of my voice knows their current Uber rating?
Oh, me.
What's your Uber rating?
4.93.
I bet this.
Can I get it by going into my phone?
Likely. I bet this person has a lower Uber rating than that because when they grew upset with their driver, they assaulted her by throwing tacos at her.
That is a problem.
Now, you must say, how would that sound? Luckily, the Uber driver videotaped it. So we have two drunk people.
Wow, that's heavy duty.
Two drunk people, and they had one of those folding styrofoam containers full of tacos, mm-hmm. and that was the weapon of the assault. Here is the footage. Let's go to the videotape.
Okay, I need you to exit my vehicle.
For what reason?
Because this trip is done and over with.
I don't know that.
I don't matter, but this is my vehicle. This is my personal vehicle, and I want you to exit the vehicle.
Oh,
whoa!
Oh my
you're
God.
You're on camera, lady.
I'm sorry, but. Like,
you're good? Look at this.
Tacos
I'm
everywhere.
I'm calling the cops right now. Look at this, what you just did. Kyle, I need you to come and see the mess that just happened.
Kyle's the husband.
Look at what she did. And this is on camera, by the way. This is your responsibility right now.
I'll clean it up.
Look at the back.
I'll clean it up. Mm.
What did he throw?
A styrofoam container full of tacos.
He was upset.
Well, it was actually the wife. Kyle
you know,
was
when you
playing.
Get a new phone, people, get ready, okay? Because they're not going to get you right away. But, you know, you're going to get all your material in there, but you're going to have to put in every effing password.
Yes.
And it sucks so totally. But
to be fair, ahead. Kyle was playing by the rules. It was the wife that threw the tacos.
I had an ex
taco throwing wife.
I had an ex-girlfriend throw a quesadilla in a styrofoam at me at one point.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But her aim was amazing because it landed on top of my car flat, so I just reached up, grabbed it, and drove away.
Was it delicious?
It was great.
Okay, speaking of delicious, Mike, I know you love delicious barbecue pulled pork products from the southern part of Virginia, and it likely comes from Smithfield. Smithfield.
F you, Uber. That is my password. Bite me. Sorry, I really wanted
bite me
to find
is your password.
I really wanted to find out what my rating.
You
is.
Know,
I'm
the
sorry.
Rating is a reflection of some people say
yes.
your personality
could be.
What do you got, Mac? Oh, you got a 5 rating?
5.0.
5.0. He's such a nice guy.
I think I'd probably have a 5.0.
I think you probably don't.
Yeah, well, have you what?
Shut up, Oscar.
What kind of food have you thrown? All right, Mike, just beware if you buy any food from Smithfield, say a ham or some pulled pork, because let's go to our news source, Wavy 10, W-A-V-Y, in, I believe, Newport News, Virginia. Trouble at the Smithfield meat plant.
To a disturbing problem on the production line at one of Hampton Roads' best-known businesses. You may shake your head over this one. Thousands of pounds of Smithfield meat tossed out after a worker was caught on camera urinating right where future food was being processed.
We're told more than 50,000 pounds of product had to be thrown away. That's almost the size of 5 African elephants. 50,000 pounds would be equal to roughly 350 hogs, which would cost the company almost $190,000. The processing line had to be fully cleaned and all the equipment sanitized multiple times before resuming operations.
The 350 hogs they mentioned, Mike, were all owned by a guy named Hannibal. So
how many times do you think they do it where they don't catch them?
Probably a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you're working in a factory 8 or 9 hours and you're sitting there and you got to, you know, you got to do it.
Or the bathroom's in another building. You're like, I'm never going to get over there.
All I know this is when you're down in that portion of the state, it's not like a tomato-based barbecue sauce. It's more vinegar-based.
Okay. Thank you. Asparagus-based.
It's Halloween right around the corner, Mike. And
Luke Bryan says, you can definitely judge your neighbors by what kind of candy they give out.
You can find out a lot about your neighbors by what kind of candy they put out. Well, like full bars of Snicker bars. That's what, you know, Reese cups, you know, stuff like that.
Reese cups.
Chocolate popcorn ball.
Can he be
stuff.
Any more?
No, that's not
Reese cups.
So.
Reese cups.
Rip it. Reese whatnot cup.
You know what? I hope he wins the lottery.
Reese, I like to die whatnot cup.
If you go to Luke Bryan's house this Halloween, he's handing out full-size licorice hats.
So. Reese cup.
Oh, hey.
Baby. Full-size Reese cups.
You might have got me on the bandwagon with that one. You might. That clip. First of all, he's always talking.
He loves to talk.
He loves to talk. Yeah.
Good news for people that buy the Oxford English Dictionary.
By the way, can I just
year.
Say to Luke Bryan one thing? Can I interrupt you?
Sure, go ahead.
Really, what an original bit, too, about what people are giving out for Halloween.
Yeah.
I liked it when I did it in 1986. You know, it was really, we talked about what size candy people get every year. Say
I'm going to release an interview and I'm going to be like Bobby Bones. Yeah. I'm going to talk all about what
and
kind
the
of
way,
candy they give out.
When we did it in 1986, Cousin Brucey had done it before us. Yeah, I mean, it's everybody. Yeah. What size are you giving out?
Reese cups.
I'm going to dump it. I'm excited. Candy.
All right. For those people that buy the Oxford English Dictionary every year, you'll be pleased to know that this year they included the word ass clown.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, and here's
what
what's
about
great.
Ass hat? What about ass hat?
Ass hat, not in
favorite.
It yet. Not in it yet. But they actually went back and cited the origin of the word ass clown. Comes from the movie Office Space.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Okay. So that's where ass clown comes from.
Ass clown.
And we close with this, Mike. Does the name Carol Spinney mean anything to you?
Not one little bit.
For over 50 years, Carol Spinney has been the puppeteer and the voice behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch.
Ooh.
Oh, and, well, those are biggies.
And in his 80s, Carol Spinney is retiring. And as a tribute, we close with this. One of the most unfortunate lyrics that Oscar the Grouch ever sang from the song I Love Trash.
5 o'clock, it won't work. And then those telephone, a broken umbrella, a rusty trombone.
So the next time you watch...
Or Oscar.
Sesame Street. I want you to just think of Oscar the Grouch and a rusty trombone.
And he maybe says the clock, like
maybe that's why he's grouchy.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
I don't know if Big Bird has any categories, but I will keep shaking the branches to see what comes loose. That's your magic audio vault. Oh, have a God. Great Thursday, everybody.
I got no words. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Michael Mara Show. Pony, how you doing? You all right?
I'm feeling great. I just drank a liquid IV, and I feel 100% better.
There you go.
Big way. Big way.
You have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob.
Rusty Trombone at MichaelMarishow.com.
Thank you. Mailing address, you know what it is. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy.
2 weeks,
requires
baby.
2 weeks. Your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter, and we're getting down to crunch time. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s theme mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.